Delta's new small-scale multi-unit housing, SSMUH, regulations could be going through some refinements. Earlier this year, Council adopted zoning amendment bylaws to allow for development of SSMUH in areas previously zoned for single detached and duplex housing. It would permit the development of single detached housing and such units as secondary suites, garden suites, and coach houses. The zoning changes were mandated by the province for all municipalities. Delta's SSMUH bylaw changes had been happening concurrently with the city's official community plan update. Delta had 24,124 properties with either RS, single detached residential, or road, duplex residential, zoning, with a further 90 properties comprehensive development zoning that permitted single detached or duplex dwellings. The changes in Delta mean that for properties less than or equal to 3,014 square feet, a maximum of 3 units would be permitted, while for properties greater than that, a maximum of 4 units would be permitted. Where properties greater than 3,014 square feet and fall within a 1,312 square foot radius of frequent transit bus stops along Scott Road, R6 and 319 routes, a maximum of 6 units would be permitted. Properties in the agricultural land reserve or outside of the urban containment boundary would be permitted up to 3 units. Applications that meet the new provincial small-scale multi-unit housing (SSMUH) requirements will go straight to the building permit stage without the need for public notification letters and on-site signage. A planning department report at the time of amendments were approved, however, notes there are circumstances where a property may not be able to achieve additional units allowed by the SSMUH legislation. Rather than undertaking a comprehensive study to determine which properties may be limited in their development potential, the specifics of each property would be dealt with on a case-by-case basis as development applications are received, the report adds. To support local governments in implementing the requirements, the province released a policy manual and site standards document to provide guidance on how to implement the zoning changes. It includes site standards that must be considered by a local government. However, cities are not required to follow those standards and can continue to use their own standards when it comes to things like setbacks, height and floor area coverage, which the city of Delta has chosen to do. Undertaking a community awareness campaign and holding an information session recently, the city is now reviewing the progress of SSMUH in Delta, asking for feedback on potential future zoning bylaw updates. Planning staff will report back to Council in early 2025. Council had agreed to have the changes monitored closely with a report to come back on possible further adjustments to floor space ratios, heights and setbacks. The report also notes that the city's interim approach would allow Delta to more fully evaluate the effects of these changes on established neighborhoods over time. Staff will be actively reviewing applications received to undertake further analysis in determining what additional changes are warranted to support the delivery of viable SSMUH projects, while evaluating potential impacts on adjacent residential properties. The province last year also announced the Standardized Housing Design Project, aimed at creating new standardized, customizable residential designs for small-scale, multi-unit housing built on single lots. The designs could be adopted by local governments and offered to builders and homeowners at a significantly below market cost to expedite permitting and development.